Along the eastern Gulf Coast, erosion is taking a major bite out of the beaches, which stretch hundreds of miles from Florida to Mississippi. Tons of sand have been swept out to sea by a series of hurricanes between 1995 and 98, posing a major threat to the tourist-based economies along the coast. But some towns, such as Gulf Shores, Alabama, have begun major beach restoration programs to save their coastlines as well as their economies. Sandra Averhart of member station WUWF has the story.
Every year, millions of people flock to the beaches in northwest Florida and south Alabama. They come for the emerald green water and the sugary white sand.
Some people refer to it as white gold.
Herb Malone is head of the Alabama Gulf Coast Convention and Visitors Bureau. Malone says the sandy white beaches that stretch 32 miles from Orange Beach to Fort Morgan generate more than $1 billion a year.
The beach is what draws people here. It's what puts us on the map. And if our beach is threatened, then, you know, if potential tourists would quit coming, then you could see a tremendous economic disaster.
Standing on the deck of the Sea and Suds restaurant, it's easy to see why Malone and other local officials are worried. It's a raw, hazy day, and whitecaps from the usually placid Gulf break angrily against the shoreline. In this area, severe coastal erosion has cut deep into the landscape as far as the eye can see. Chuck Hamilton is Public Works Director for Gulf Shores. He blames the erosion on the fury of four hurricanes that have struck this part of the Gulf Coast over the past 5 years. Aaron, Opal, Danny, and George.
And particularly in Hurricane George. Hurricane George in Gulf Shores took anywhere from 3 to 6 or 7 feet of sand in elevation off our beaches, depending upon where it was and how far back the properties were.
Now some areas have only a few feet of beach remaining. And that means, says Hamilton, that there's little room left for public recreation and virtually no protection from future storm activity. He points to a large building a few yards down the beach.
Case in point, the Holiday Inn there. The Holiday Inn is usually in the water.
On this blustery day, Gulf waves are lapping against the exposed concrete foundation of one corner of the building. A seawall protects the hotel, which is officially known as the White Sands Sunspree Resort. But sand is hard to find. From his home in upstate New York, the hotel's owner, Mark Goldstein, says the erosion has definitely had an impact on his business.
Because of the negative publicity that we've gotten in reference to the beach erosion, businesses have been off quite significantly. And that doesn't mean the hotel business, that means the restaurant businesses, that means all the other businesses that are affected by tourists coming to Gulf Shores itself.
Goldstein, who purchased the hotel 9 years ago, says his building is structurally sound. But his one concession to the lack of sand has been to build a deck out over the water for hotel guests. Otherwise, the impact on Gulf Shores as a whole is unclear. But to ensure the future of beach tourism, Mayor David Bodenhammer has spearheaded Alabama's first major beach restoration program.
Particularly in light of the fact that some of our competitors, particularly Panama City, have recently completed a significant beach nourishment project that, you know, if we're going to see a continuation at whatever level of the erosion process here, that, you know, we've got to kind of take steps to address that.
In January, crews began pumping nearly 1.5 million cubic yards of sand onto a 3-mile stretch of the Gulf Shores coastline. Project designer and coastal engineer Eric Olson has completed similar projects along the Carolina and Florida East Coasts. Olson knows from experience the new shoreline will take a while to meet expectations.
Well, the sand that we pump up will not be identical in color or configuration to the existing beach. It will, to some degree, be artificial for a while. The color will be a little darker, but that will bleach out with time and with sunlight.
Assurance that the sand will bleach is critical to tourism officials who claim this part of the Gulf Coast is home to some of the whitest beaches in the world. Once the renourishment project is completed, beachgoers at Gulf Shores will have an additional 80 to 100 feet of white sand to enjoy. And Mayor Bodenhammer can't wait to spread the news.
Once the word gets out that, you know, we have done what we're talking about doing, that we're hoping that it will increase business as well as, you know, bring back the people that have been coming all these years.
Restoration of the new beach will be finished in time for summer and the start of the 2001 Atlantic hurricane season. For NPR News, I'm Sandra Averhart in Gulf Shores, Alabama.